Don't look now, but the long economic drought of the South End is about to come to an end. Tyee's store, long shuttered and overgrown with weeds, is sold. Soon a new era begins down here, and prosperity will once again be ours. Ironically, it will be farming that returns us to the cash cows we once were, or in this case, farming. PH. Tyee's store is going to grow commercial cannabis, medical marijuana, recreational Mary Jane. This isn't an April Fool's joke, folks. This is a South End rising up from the ashes of a nettle industry gone to pot, higher than a Kathmandu kite on the wings of what we once grew illegally but now will grow and pay taxes on. Without a doubt, this will be the largest employer down here, probably larger than all the others put together. Growers and trimmers, pruners and baggers, labelers and quality control testers. Half of the neighbors have offered to help, free of charge, although I suspect our worthy volunteerism will be turned down. These are legitimate business people. These are what the 1% refer to proudly as job creators. South End is embarking on a new entrepreneurial era. Ironically, what once made us criminals now will make us rich. After all, isn't this the American way? Oh, there be some cry foul who say why reward the criminals who would rather forego the taxes to see miscreants and scofflaws put in their rightful place behind bars. We waged the war on drugs, and after decades and billions, we lost. In the end, pot was the largest agricultural commodity in the country, more than corn, more than soybeans, more than tobacco, and none of it was taxed. You don't have to be an MIT math professor to do the calculations. We'll leave it for others to debate the morality. Obviously, down here, we've opted for some fiscal sanity and a return to sound agricultural practices. Soon, we'll be exporting not only our THC, but our way of life to markets near you. Watch for our tractor trailers rolling into a distributor in your locale. The South End will rise again.